From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the offensive is receiving American air support. McGurk also said the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met in Ankara Sunday with his Turkish counterparts for talks on the new offensive. Those talks appear to be aimed at easing Turkish concerns about Kurdish participation in the operation. Turkey sees the Kurdish-Syrian fighting forces as a terrorist organization. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in battle. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the battles are bringing together two disparate groups.
We are seeing cooperation between the Iraqi security forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga that is totally unprecedented. They are literally working together on the battlefield.
Brett McGurk. A spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of 9 of its lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. Turkey drew international condemnation Friday following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and taken to Oman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Waleed Yusuf Pitts Luckman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by Houthi rebels. He had been detained in April of 2015. This is VOA News.